In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A sower went out to sow seed. But this sower was not as sloppy as that sower in today's gospel. This sower didn't just toss the seed wherever he could, hoping that some might take root. In fact, this sower didn't throw any seed on the path, or on the rocky soil, or on that soil where the thorns grew with a vengeance. No, this sower had one place in mind: the good soil. And so this sower went out to sow that seed in that good soil, seed that would undo all that had been done by the sower in the gospel for today, the sower in the gospel that you just heard of, is of course our Lord Jesus Christ, who sowed the seed of the word of God, as St. Luke says. But this sower, a sower from a foreign land, comes to undo what our Lord has done. And so the seed that he sows is not the seed of the word of God, but the seed that this sower sows, this sower from another land, it is the seed of anger and fear and vengeance and disappointment and despair. It is the seed of illness and hospital trips and long drawn out viruses. It is the seed of hopelessness and depression and anxiety. It is the seed of accidents and near-death experiences. The seed that this other sower tosses about is meant to distract and turn away and leave all of us, you and me together, on the far side of the bright side of life. And so this sower from a foreign land, is none other than the evil one himself. But he does not worry about the path, or the rocky soil, or even that soil where the thorns grow with a vengeance. All those places where Jesus himself goes and tosses seed, just hoping that it will take root. No, the evil one does not worry about those places, because in those places he has already won the day. But his concern is with that last piece of land, that fertile soil that our Lord speaks of in today's gospel, that place where the good seed takes root and begins to grow and flourish and multiply, as Jesus says, 100-fold. That is the place that the evil one seeks to sow his own seed. And so this evil one, this sower of evil seed, he comes to do his best against all of us today. But this should not surprise us, I don't think, especially given all that has happened in just the past 7 days. Just 1 week ago in this very temple, the Mother of God rested on that analogion. And she came to us by her own will, not to punish us or chastise us, but she came to us literally pouring forth mercy and love and compassion. in that holy myrrh that poured forth from her icon. And if you didn't see it, it was actively streaming while she was here. In that holy myrrh that poured forth from her icon, she was telling all of us that we have nothing to fear. And that in the end, her son will make all things well. But having received such a great gift, in reality, it could be once in a lifetime having had her here like that. But having received such an extraordinary gift, it makes sense that this week, that other sower, that evil one, would come to us and come to our homes and our families and our lives and even into our very own souls and bodies. And he has one goal in mind: to seek and destroy every good thing that happened last Sunday. To remove from you the hopelessness and the peace and the love that the Mother of God came to bring. And in some of our lives, he did his darndest to win the day. I know from speaking with just some of you that this week has been more difficult than many. I know already this morning that there are a handful of people that have texted saying they have the flu, they hurt themselves, they couldn't be here at church. This is no coincidence. This isn't a shock. This is precisely the way the evil one works. And while it's hard to understand, this shouldn't surprise us. But what else should not surprise us is that the grace of God and the compassion of his mother, those things stick. Those things are not wiped away or forgotten. The smell of the myrrh which touched your foreheads, that smell is still recognizable in heaven at this very moment. And so on a day like today, when the overwhelming joy of last week can seem so far away, you and I need to remember to take the long view on life and the long view on the church. The evil one cannot win the day, no matter how hard he tries. And death cannot win the day, no matter how hard it tries. But death is dead, and life lives, and Jesus lives, and his mother lives. And the evil one, who wishes so mightily to destroy us, he is working on borrowed time. So please do not fear, and please do not lose hope. You have one thing going for you. You have been planted in good soil, because you have been planted in the Holy Church. And someday, by the mercy and loving kindness of God, and by the prayers of his most pure mother, you and I will grow and mature and produce wonderful fruit. Fruit that will live on to everlasting life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.